place I was born on. And I had put in 60 acres of corn that knew on that place. See, them fellas, they had, when you signed up with the Federal Land Bank, you signed your rights for everything. They could take everything if you didn't keep your interest paid. They could take anything. And this 60 acres of corn was just beginning to toss. And me and one nigger boy had cultivated it. I mean, it broke it up in the wintertime. And it was awful pretty. He asked about it, whose corn's that over there? He knew it, who it was. I said, it's my mother's. I've got it rented. He said, how about giving us a mortgage on it? I said, I'm not going to give you a mortgage on that. Well, I won't have to. He said, if I sign my name to that, somebody will have to make me. And I told him, I said, now, I've lost. I give $15,000 for this farm, 144 acres. And I had paid half of it. I'd had it 4 or 5 years. And I told him, I said, now, I've lost my hay, and I'm not going to mortgage nothing to you. You're going to take it. Well, when he went back to his car, he come telling this other fella, I was watching him. He come in telling him, and he got to pointing that straw hat over that comb. If I knew they were talking about. And they drove off, they didn't bother me anymore. And 2 or 3 days, I got the doggonest letter you ever heard. He told me, he said, I talked pretty rough to Nugent, and I would talk pretty rough to him if I'd had a chance. But he said, you're a young man, and I see that you never have nothing.
Yeah, right.
And it wasn't long till he lost his job. He was just so darn hard.
Yeah.
That they come and they got so tight, so stingy, it wouldn't give a fellow a chance. They were trying to get promotion, and well, that's what the fellows I fixed it.
He just sounds mean.
Some of them, I know a fellow up here now that was one of those adjusters. And he told me that a fellow told him that he was Christian. Said he didn't think he was so hard, but